How are you? Happy, 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 happy Friday. Man, I almost forgot to talk. It's funny. Sometimes I get into what I'm doing and I push all the buttons and it's like, oh, you got to open your mouth too and turn the microphone on. It's awesome. So many flashy lights and buttons around here. It's crazy. All right. So are you a goal setter? You are. Just accept it. You are. Oh, what? How do I know that? Because you're born. Yeah, so you're a human. Now, we do have a few non-humans listening to the show. I can't absolutely tell you if they're goal setters or not. We might have to work on that. But for you, if you're human, and most of you are, you are. So we'll talk about goals today and give you a simple way of thinking that maybe keep you on track. And there's a lot of nuance in between as well, because goals can be kind of crazy. And again, the nuance is almost everything. The nuance is in between the lines. It's the mindset that gets you there. And usually that's what's holding you back in almost all cases. You know the tactics. You know the strategies. You've collected those for years. Tips and tricks, a numbered list. Boy, man, go to Reddit, get a numbered list, right? You guys go insane for that stuff. And yet, have you noticed that 80% of the population or 80% of the people you know are just not doing anything special? And you want to be special. And the reason they're not doing special is because 80%, the herd is always going the wrong direction. Never follow the herd. The herd's always wrong. You know, you heard the stock market. You know, by the time you get the idea to go invest, it's too late. It's the same thing for almost everything. Because most people are very much behind the eight ball. So what this show is all about is pretty much saying, all right, you say you want to do this. Let's just go do it. And let's be very much out in front of it and make it happen. Set some goals and get them done, no matter what it takes to do that. We'll do that today, if that's okay with you. I mean, you don't have to. I am not going to twist your arm. This podcast was downloaded voluntarily. Or at least you set the thing so it downloaded automatically at midnight, because that's when everybody says, hey, you should know when your people download your podcast. Everybody downloads at midnight automatically. It happens. Boom. Everything turns blue. I know you're downloading. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. Facebook group is awesome. dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. It's called a redirect. I set it up myself for you. Makes it easy. So you can find it. dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. And tomorrow we release the Husband, Wife, Talk and Life show. If you're curious about it, it's really perfect for mowing the lawn, shoveling the sidewalk, or even doing cardio on the treadmill. We try to keep it around 30, 35 minutes at the most. Not too long. It's like extended cardio session for you. Fun show. It's supposed to be fun and interesting. And it's good stuff on that show. So check it out tomorrow if you'd like to. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. So Friday we asked the question always. We ask, how do you want to feel? That's all I want you to do today. I'm going to keep it very simple. Right now, when you're done with this show, I want you to stop for just a minute and pause and sit back in your chair. Maybe you're in your car. You got a moment. Just find a quiet spot. Just for a minute or two. And just say, how do I want to feel? Really, how do I want to feel? Because your life is crazy. There's a lot going on. You might have some stress today. But how do you want to feel? How do I want to feel? Ask that. And give it a second, because typically what I find is there's a moment you're in the moment and then you pass from the moment. And I'm not going to hold you any longer than that. I would if I had you in seminar environment. I'd hold you a little bit longer and talk you through it. But since you're not, I want you to go in, ask that question, how do I want to feel? And give it a moment for that to come into you and just let it arrive. And stay in that and explore it and go with wherever your mind goes about how you'd like to feel. And when you start to pop out of it, or when somebody blows the horn, get moving, in the drive-thru at McDonald's, it's over. And that's fine. But do that today. It'll change your life. That's a promise. So let's talk goals a little bit here. Goal setting is one of those interesting things. I don't set a lot of goals. I think I probably have 10,000 every day. At least kind of the stuff I need to do, right? But I only have a few big goals that I'm working on. I don't go incredibly far into the future. Some are, but if I were to guess, I don't have it in front of me right now. Probably should. 5 or 6 goals that are out there that I want to do. I probably could name them if I want to right now, but I'm not going to. Not very many. I'm setting these goals out there and I'm just kind of staying track and processing my way toward them to go get them. And sometimes it takes a while to do. So since we know you're going to chase goals anyway, why? It's a matter of focus. When you focus your mind into something you want, and you believe you want it, and you start to see a path for it, your mind automatically wants to go after it. It does get more difficult when life gets in the way and stuff challenges you. But bottom line is setting your goal is going to drive you off in a certain direction, which is good and bad. Because if you're one of those people who sets, 500 weekly goals that are goals and all your attention is going after that, you're going to find yourself just meandering all over. You'll wear yourself out eventually. That's why I don't set too many of them. Goals will drive you forward toward whatever you say you're going to do. Are they taking you in the right direction or are they distracting you from where you should really go? So I'm a pilot, instrument rated single engine land. And so I know how to fly little airplanes. Although, I have had dreams of one day I'm flying across country on a Airbus. Ladies and gentlemen, our pilots are incapacitated. They suddenly are, they're caught up in their video games on their iPad right now, and we can't land the airplane. Is there a pilot on board? And I'm the only one. You're a pilot, sir? Yes, I'm a small engine plane pilot. Well, it's okay, you can do it. We'll talk you down. And I'm like, I go, have you ever had that dream? I've had that dream. And the cool thing is, I actually think I can do it. We'll see. But have you noticed when you fly airplanes, they fly crooked. If you look up in the air, they're flying crooked. They're heading someplace. They know where they're going to go. Hopefully they have a direct to. I'm going direct to wherever I want to go. What's that mean? Well, it means you don't have to go around the block. It means you just get to go there. Yes, there are blocks in the air. But the wind is an evil, nasty thing. The wind's blowing everywhere you go. You think it's hard to fly a kite sometimes. You go to the beach. You put your beach towel down. The wind's blowing your towel off the beach. And you think, what am I going to do? Course correction. Turn the umbrella or turn the beach towel around so the wind doesn't blow it off. That's all there is to it. And that's what airplanes do. You see, the wind's always blowing. So what they do is they do what they call wind correction. We've talked about this before. They tilt, they just into the wind a little bit, right? A couple of degrees into the wind. So whatever direction the wind is coming from, they tilt their nose that way. That keeps them kind of pushing into the wind so they eventually get where they're going to go. Same things happens with your goals. You'd prefer a straight path, but likely the winds of life are blowing you off course. It's a... They're blowing you off course. Happens. Could be your boss. Could be your wife. Could be anybody. Could be your husband. Let's be fair here. Could be anything in between. It's 2022. It's going to blow you off track. It's going to happen. Somebody has plans. They demand more hours. The kids are screaming. Whatever. Oh, it's one of those days. Oh, what am I going to do? Blowing you further and further off course away from your dreams. What are you going to do? You got to turn into it just a little bit. You got to keep tacking into it, right? Like a sailboat, right? You can go faster into the wind if you know how to do it. Hard to do in an airplane, but at least you get where you're going. So here's a thought. When you're setting your goals, you need to think like a pilot, but not just any pilot. Now you know that if you're going to be a pilot and you set a goal, you know where you want to go. You know your destination. You also know the wind's blowing a little bit out of the west, and you're heading north, and you're going to have to turn a little to the west, or you won't go north. You got to tack into the wind a little bit, right? But what's your goal? Well, your goal is to fly to a distant city where just about the time you land, the Krispy Kreme donut store is going to flip on the sign saying, hot donuts are here. And if you get off course, you're not going to get the hot donuts as they come out of the vat there. You're not. You're going to get the cold ones that are in the little cabinet there. And it's not going to make you as happy as you know you really should and could be. So when you set your goals, yes, a little course correction while you go get your donut. Ladies and gentlemen, the very first time in 20 years, I have used Krispy Kreme in a metaphor. And I did it because Bike Week is coming in Orlando, and there is a Krispy Kreme here, or Daytona Beach. You all know where it is. If you ride a motorcycle and you come to Bike Week, you all know where it is because you never let me in there. And we always know that during Bike Week, the hot donut sign never turns off. That's all right. So when you arrive for Bike Week, what's the first thing you do? You go to the Harley store, you get your pin. The second thing you do is go to the Krispy Kreme. You know it to be true. Some of you will say, no, I stop by the Iron Horse, and I get an adult beverage, and then I get a donut. Either way, it works. See, life is full of nuance and full of distractions. I just gave you about 50 of them. Bottom line, lean into the wind and go for the donut. There you go. That's the advice. What? That's the advice for the week? Lean into the wind and go for the donut? Yes, I'm standing by it. Have a good weekend. See you tomorrow.